After a chance meeting in a dock hut, four young Cantabrians are flying to Tanzania today to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and paraglide off the summit. It's one of the world's most difficult paragliding missions, starting with an eight-day hike to what's called the Roof of Africa. And it's the first time New Zealanders have attempted the flight. Our reporter Katie Todd went to one of their final training sessions.
The spin bikes in Christchurch's Vertex Altitude Training Chamber have become a familiar perch for Guido Loeffler, Ryan Wilkes, Chris Kane and Harry Seeger. Two are studying and two are young professionals. But all have put their lives on hold as they prepare to get up and down the world's highest freestanding mountain. The four friends met in the Mueller dock hut near Auraki and credit a tattoo on Mr. Loeffler's calf as inspiration for the mission. Mr. Seeger says he asked about the tattoo, and Mr. Loeffler explained it's the three peaks he most wants to climb.
And so I was like, oh, amazing, like, I'm sure I'd love to join you on a mission at some point. And he was like, oh, well, I'm pretty sure we could probably do Kilimanjaro or something. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And he's like, yeah, I'm actually kind of keen to try and do this event where we can paraglide off it and fundraise some money for a school there. And I was like, okay, wow, crazy. Tell me a bit more.
The mission is run by a charity called Wings of Kilimanjaro, and the team, called Fly the Roof, hopes to fundraise $40,000 New Zealand for a primary school near the mountain. One other New Zealander, Hugh Robb from Tauranga, is attempting the hike and fly, plus eight other tandem paragliders and 16 solo paragliders from around the world. There's a high risk of altitude sickness on the grueling eight-day ascent, so Mr. Loeffler says their team has spent a lot of time training in a low-oxygen gym.
In this chamber, we'll be either on bikes or on treadmills, trying to get our body to work without having all the oxygen that you would at sea level. So everything becomes a lot harder. You'll notice that even just walking on a treadmill, your body has to work several times as hard just to keep up. And if you push yourself too hard, your blood oxygen level drops and you start feeling a little bit dizzy and almost a little bit drunk. It's quite a strange feeling, but it's really good to get familiar with that feeling.
The team members, who describe themselves as relatively inexperienced paragliders, have also been practicing no-wind flight starts from South Island summits. Mr. Kane says the biggest challenge will be getting liftoff from Mount Kilimanjaro's peak.
There's a big difference between getting to the top and just kind of making it and running a paraglider off the roof of Africa. It's almost 6,000 metres up. The air's really thin. The paraglider needs a lot more speed to get off the hill, so you really have to run it, which is just crazy to think, considering you're kind of plodding along, not much energy, kind of stuffed from like 8 days of climbing a mountain. It's going to be a huge physical feat.
After that is a 35-kilometre flight down, taking more than an hour. Mr. Wilkes says declaring mission complete would mean everything.
So much work has gone into it. We've all sacrificed so much time, money, energy, relationships, you know, just spending time with other people. It's kind of just been the four of us for especially the last few months. So it would just make all of that totally worth it. Even if we don't make it up the mountain, knowing that that money that we've raised is going to people who really need it is also going to make it worth it.
The paragliders hope to start climbing on Wednesday and be back on the ground next weekend. They say adrenaline is running high ahead of what will likely be the greatest adventure they'll ever undertake. For Morning Report, Katie Todd.